This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark Roshan-Kanison and Noel Lim. Right now, we are turning to the subject of cabotage because the Malaysian Internet Exchange, or MAIEX, and the National Tech Association of Malaysia have expressed deep concern that the submarine cable cabotage issue has yet to be resolved. And this is despite the government's assurance that it has been looked into since April of this year. The cabinet had reportedly instructed six ministries to look into the matter, but no announcement has been forthcoming since then.
I think you got the answer, six ministries. Anyway, the industry reps have said that the silence on this issue has caused jitters with foreign investors which had invested in internet infrastructure in and leading into Malaysia. So unlike countries like the US, Taiwan and the Philippines, Malaysian cabotage law also covers maritime services which include submarine cable deployment and repair. So basically what this means that a foreign cable repair ship will require a domestic shipping license exemption. And obviously this adds to bureaucracy for foreign investors like Facebook and Google.
Now, for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Dr. Rais Hussein Mohamed Arif, Chairman of the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC for short, on the line with us this morning. Dr. Rais, good morning. Thank you for joining us. So industry players have been raising concerns regarding the need to resolve the cabotage issues as soon as possible. Why is it taking so long for the government to address this?
I think MDEC has played a very critical role in front-facing this issue. You are aware indeed that we have written position papers on it. We've updated the position paper and told very clearly the critical need of ensuring this cabotage policy is exempted for cable repair and how it would impede on the foreign direct investment running into billions of ringgit. We have written to seven ministries. If you remember, it is not six ministries, seven ministries were assigned and was asked to look into this, with the Ministry of Transportation being the lead ministry in the area of this cabotage policy. And cabinet meetings have been held on this issue, and the MOT was supposed to have come back. MOT, him is Ministry of Transport, supposed to come back with regards to this particular issue. To date, we have written, three letters to the relevant ministries, the seven ministries that we talk about, plus the Prime Minister. And unfortunately, to date, we have yet to receive any concrete decision made to remove this or exempt this cabotage policy soonest. Because given the pandemic situation, we need every cent of the foreign direct investment.
So no replies just yet, Dr. Rais, but you know, with the seven ministries in discussions here, ultimately, I think you alluded to the fact that it does fall into the hands of the MOT, but maybe what are the different factors at play in this discussion, right? Because there are some who are pro the policy and some who want to see this exemption continue. What are the two sides, who is in favor and who's not in favor of this?
I think if you remember, there are many reports earlier stating who are in favor and who are not in favor. If you put on the who are in favor list, you will have publicly MOSTI, KKMM, you name it, they have all, even including the local telcos, large ones like Telecom Malaysia and all that, have come forward and said that we need this exemption of cabotage policy for cable repair. Now, on one side, on the other side, you can only have two, that is not favorable to the exemption of cabotage policy. That is MOT, which is the Ministry of Transportation, and MASA, which is the Ship Owners Association. And that's where the balance sits now. So look at even the ministers from KKMM, the Communication Multimedia, the MOSTI minister, have come out openly and said that, look, we cannot have such policies, given the fact that we need every dime of the foreign direct investment. Already we lost two to Indonesia and Singapore, cable lending, and we have another three more that is a possibility of lending into Malaysia, but that is highly contingent upon whether we have not only exemption of the cabotage policy, or consistent policy where the investors will be confident and comfortable of to be able to invest billions of ringgit in Malaysia.
So the users, things like MOT, MOST, local telcos, KKMM, they want the exemption, but MOT doesn't, along with MASA. Does that mean because MOT has a certain degree of influence here that we're not going to see this much, I guess, is this pretty much dead in the water at this point?
I hope not, because for the sake of the nation and for the sake of what is happening now, we see a huge growth in unemployment among the youth and the graduates. We also see unemployment numbers that was released recently. We need every investment to come in, and we need to be business friendly. And I'm not saying that we need to compromise sovereignty. We need to compromise this and that. Exemption of the cabotage policy is everywhere in the world, save for two countries, China and India, where for them to repair ship, to repair cable, will take ages. And remember, this is a SLA-SLG-led industry, service level agreement, service level guarantee-led industry. And 99.99%, loosely translated, it is about 53 hours per year. Now, when a cable gets cut, you need to be not thinking about, oh, I need to apply to this authority or bureaucrats or MASA for first right of refusal. That will take a few days, if not a few weeks. And then only you go and dispatch the ship to repair. You can't afford to do that in this area. You need to do it immediately because you need to provide a resilient, robust, and redundant network. And without removal of the exemption, the cabotage, we will have a big problem. And that's why most of the big players have been circumspect and waiting and seeing and observing whether there will be a more consistent policy with regards to cabotage policy.
So then considering the expedience that is required in this situation, Dr. Reyes, my question is, when MDEC as a government agency, is your only recourse in lobbying this issue to be writing letters to the MOT? I mean, you are not on the outside here. You are on the inside of these discussions. Surely there's some other way in which to push forward your agenda.
Believe me, we have been engaging very constructively. Position papers after position papers, engagement, writing letters.
So is the problem bureaucracy then?
Convincing them. Sorry?
Is red tape and bureaucracy the problem then?
I believe so, because if you remember, the Prime Minister came out and said that the seven ministries will be working on it, and within 2 weeks there will be an answer. Unfortunately, of course, there were some other events that took place, emergency, this and that. But having said that, please, this is something that we cannot play around with, because this is close to 12 to 14 billion ringgit investment at risk here.
Yeah.
And I hope, and I really hope that if anyone in the August Parliament today listening to this conversation, I really hope that they understand the seriousness of not providing a consistent policy, and especially enabling the SLG, SLA-led industry like this for restoration of cable fiber cut.
Yeah, so Ryan, very quickly, just help us understand this. Why can't our local shipping companies be on standby to provide the necessary repair support? They will still have business.
Actually, we have, you see, the local, the MASA, the local ship owners, they have a capability up to DP1. That means they have one layer of resiliency in terms of providing the restoration of fiber cut. What we need is at least a DP2, or we don't have that.
So can they upgrade?
That's the thing. My belief is that take 1 year to upgrade to DP2 or DP3, and meanwhile, you do not have this cabotage policy, so that the people, the big players, they will have confidence saying that, look, when there's a fiber cut, I am able to use the best ship and the fastest route to restore the cable. For now, because of such cabotage policy, it will take longer to restore. And SLGs and SLAs are compromised. And when that happens, these big giants have to start paying money. So why do you want to do that? And they have alternative now. They have Indonesia, they have Singapore, and do not forget Thailand. Thailand is also pitching to become the number two behind Singapore in terms of providing fiber connectivity across terrestrial. That means from the west coast of Thailand to the east coast of Thailand, bypassing completely Straits of Malacca and Peninsula. And very good thing is that Singapore has put a moratorium on data center because they do not have a green technology sufficiently for this year. But next year, they are going to be back with a bang. So that's why in many op-eds that we have written, I said, let's be clever. We do not even have to compete. We just have to be clever to be able to tap into these huge, massive foreign direct investment capabilities that will translate into thousands of high-paying jobs. And not only that, tax revenues for the country. So I think it's no-brainer that we need to do the right thing. And I wonder still why this has not been done. I may sound like talking about this so much, so frequently in public, in private, everywhere. But to date, we have yet to get that decision that should be coming out of the Ministry of Transportation.
Dr. Rice, we have about a minute left. So very quickly, could you just give us a bit of an idea of the broader implications this will have for the telco industry if this continues?
We, in the pandemic situation, we need every cent of the FDI, as I have been reiterating many times. And that is at a huge risk. I'm talking about billions of ringgit. Some estimate it's between 12 to 6 billion ringgit. And it also means jobs, also means contribution to GDP, also means tax revenues, also means we need bandwidth at the height of this huge surge in the use of online and internet and so on. All these are put at one end as a risk, as opposed to a vested interest of one association called MASA with one company, which is with a meager contribution in terms of tax revenues to the country. And this is something that I do not understand. And I think, and I hope, again, I appeal to those who are listening, especially those who are going to sit in that 220 parliamentary seat this morning again, to consider as part of the recovery plan, economic recovery plan, to able to attract credible FDIs that bring in high paying and high worth and high tech jobs in Malaysia.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Rice. That was Dr. Rice Hussein Mohammed Arif, Chairman of MDEC, giving us a bit of an idea of the importance that we see the cabotage issue resolved here in Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.